This is a local story that we have been following here on WICC actually for, I would say, more than 2 years, give or take. This Veterans and First Responders Center in Trumbull. It's going to be an amazing place, especially for our veterans right now in Fairfield County and Lower New Haven County who are trucking it up to New Haven County to go to the VA. And so there are so many things that will come out of this center, and we're going to highlight that this morning. But basically, the project has been stalled, and it was because of money. But things changed earlier this month, and that's where Ray Baldwin picks up the story and joins us now. And Ray has been sort of overseeing this project from the very beginning, and we have had on this show more times than I can count to talk about where we're at with the center, what it would mean for our local veterans and our first responders, and really pushing for more of that funding that we needed. Sounds like, Ray, you finally got that last $1.2 million from a federal grant. Could you talk about how the money finally came to fruition?
Well, fortunately for us, Senator Blumenthal had put in his budget a line item for $1.2 million that was necessary to finish up the construction for the project so we could keep the design that we had approved back 2 years ago in place, so we didn't have to make any adjustments, which is really, really big. So, yeah, we're very excited about it. It's been exactly 4 years since the building committee was formed back in 2020, just at the start of the pandemic. So this committee has hung together, and because of a lot of incredible people, we've got ourselves to the finish line. We had a lot of help along the way from, of course, the town of Trumbull. But the big jump start in the beginning was from Senator Marilyn Moore from Bridgeford, who bought into the project right from the very beginning and lobbied to get us $1.5 million in bonding. And then after that, you know, Congressman Himes came up with $750,000. Representative Keat came up with $250,000, and then the latest $1.2.
So now we have all the money for this.
We have the money. We'll be doing some, you know, some corporate fundraising and so forth, and private fundraising to outfit the inside, some furniture, fixtures, and equipment. But the bulk of it is now fully funded.
That's so exciting. Now, I am curious, as you talk about outfitting the interior, is that going to be brand spanking new stuff, or are you going to also be collecting from the community? I know, you know, there are some organizations like Dressed for Success, for example, that, you know, their clothing comes, you know, very lightly, or brand new clothing comes from people in Fairfield County. Will there be efforts like that?
Well, mostly it'll be new equipment we want to put in there, because it's going to be used for events, going to be used for functions and so forth. The seating is going to be anywhere from 125 to 150 people. There's a lecture hall, kind of a conference hall, that we hope corporations will use. So it'll be upgrade furnishings, because we don't want to go really secondhand on outfit.
Right. I mean, you got to this point where we're making a brand new center. So, you know, why stop there? Let's give the very best to the people who served us. Absolutely. So we have Ray Baldwin Jr. here, and we're talking about this Veterans and First Responder Center. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Ray, hasn't this project been in the works, easily 3 or 4 years? How long has this been going on?
Well, the old American Legion Hall was condemned in 2017. Mm-hmm. So it's been actually 7 years. The committee was formed in 2020, like I said, March of 2020, with the idea in mind, not just to make it a typical VFW, include first responders, but also provide services to veterans in the greater Trumbull area. That's Bridgeport, Easton, Monroe, Fairfield, Bradford, Shelton, and so forth. And there are about 30,000 veterans in that catchment area. And our vision and the vision of our two commanders is that there's kind of a gap in service, city of Stamford and West Haven, in veteran services. And we want to fill that gap. We want to help out The men and women that are coming back, they're having difficulty getting into civilian life with, job training, with health care, getting clothing, like you said, a myriad of services that can help make
Hey, Ray, really quick, only because your cell connection is not great. You're kind of dropping in and out, and this is such important information. Sorry.
Okay. You're not hearing me?
I can hear you now. I don't know what you just did, but okay. I can hear you clear now. Yes.
Okay.
No, you're fine. And the reason I want to just make sure people can hear this is as soon as we shared this story in the news earlier this week, I had a lot of people who have parents, especially who are veterans, and they are doing exactly what you're saying. They are trucking up from Stratford. I had one from Stamford, New Canaan, and they're going up to New Haven County to go to the VA for, even just for simple medical. And so their question is that going to be also offered at this center?
We are going to partner with the VA and also with local hospitals. We're going to reach out to Yale New Haven and also to Hartford Healthcare and ask them to provide clinics and healthcare. It's not going to be as comprehensive as they would get at the VA hospital in West Haven. Which, by the way, is one of the finest VA hospitals in the country. But it will fill some gaps. It will make it easier and more convenient for people to get these services.
And another thing that we've talked about, and again, Ray Baldwin Jr. here, we're talking about the Veterans and First Responder Center in Trumbull. And it sounds like now that we've got the final amount of money to create this brand new building, essentially. I think I read this in Hearst Media, right? Is it going to be potentially the project breaking ground in April?
Actually, we're going to plan. We're having a building committee meeting April 3rd. We went out to bid for the foundation work and the site work, including the septic and so forth. And those bids came in yesterday. They're being looked over by our purchasing department in the town of Trumbull and our architect. And then at the building committee meeting April 3rd, if everything's okay, we will sign off on the contract for that work. And then we'll do a groundbreaking tentatively planned for May 10th.
May 10th. Okay. So, listen, that's fantastic. That's very, very exciting. And and again, Ray, I know we've obviously highlighted what veterans will be getting out of this, but remind folks, if you don't mind, what about the first responders? I know this will also be kind of a community center for, events and things like that. But what will the first responders be? Is this like more for training, a place for them to do training?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So primarily the Trumbull Police Department lacks a large facility where they can do training for all their officers at the same time. Conveniently, the pistol and rifle range is right across the street at Indian Ledge Park. So they're going to be able to convene seminars and training in the main hall for the officers. And in the event that there's any kind of an emergency and we have to hold officers overnight, we're going to provide for temporary lodging for them. So they'll have cots and so forth and a kitchen available so that if they have to hold over for some major event that they can do that on site. The other thing is the town has some plans working toward getting the Cat's Pond dredged and cleaned up. That used to be the location where the fire and police department did their water rescue. So once that's completed, the police and police department, fire department can actually do their water rescue training right on site, and then do their follow up afterwards. So it's very exciting. It's a wonderful location, a beautiful location, and I think it's going to be a home run for the community at large.
We are very excited, a light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to providing more resources to our veterans and our first responders, especially in Fairfield County and Lower New Haven County. Joining us is Ray Baldwin, who has really been overseeing and has been a leader in getting this Veterans and First Responders Center in Trumbull up and running. We finally have the last stretch of financial need for the actual building has been met thanks to a federal grant. And now they're going to be, the committee's going to come together. They're going to look at this in April, and we could break ground as early as May, which is super exciting. So, Ray, my question, I know you said that we're going to still need to do a little bit of fundraising, really, to outfit the inside of that building. What can people expect? How can people get on board with this? As you can imagine, every time this story comes up, I have a lot of people who back our veterans, back our first responders. They want to be a part of this story. So what can they do?
Well, if they go on the website, we have a website which gives you a virtual tour of the entire facility and also has links so you can see how you can make a donation to the center. You can dedicate a plaque in the vestibule to somebody who is in the service that you want to honor. And there's different levels of donations. And there's opportunities both for individuals, donations as low as $50 or $100 to thousands of dollars are available. People have already early on began making donations, and we've already raised to date $30,000. That leaves us short with what we want to do inside, but we didn't want to go full bore on the fundraising until we were sure we had the money to actually build the center. And now that we do, we're going to be ramping up a little bit in the fundraising. So the website that people can go to is TrumbullVFRC.org. That's Trumbull, V as in Victor, F as in Frank, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie.org. And they'll get a good look at what we're doing, and they'll see how that can help out.
It really is such an amazing center, and it's going to provide so much for, I easily say thousands. We have so many veterans and first responders. And I think one of the first times you and I connected on this, Ray, well over a year or two ago, you had said this is really serving a need that stretches all the way down to like Greenwich and Stamford. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. And I am so, so glad that we have reached that final step that we've been waiting for and wanting. Because remind me, though, there have been calls in the past for like a federal grant like this. And unfortunately, that need was never met, right? I mean, this has been a long time coming.
Yeah, we reached out in the beginning. We reached out to obviously our state representatives, like I said, Senator Moore, Representative Ritigliano, Representative Keith. And then we reached out further to Senator Blumenthal, Senator Murphy's office, and Representative Himes. And all of them came at the end of the day. They all came through for us. And, of course, without the assistance of First Selectman Vicki Tesoro and, our local town council and Board of Finance, we wouldn't be where we are. So there's a lot of folks involved from a local to state to national level that have gotten together on this project. Every one of them see the value of it. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, like you said, is, I think, very much needed in our area.
I agree. And so one more time with that website, it is TrumbullVFRC, which makes sense. It stands for Veterans First Responders Center. So TrumbullVFRC.org. If you want any more information, stay up to date. If you want to get involved, you want to see what the center is going to be doing, everything you need is at TrumbullVFRC.org. And we'll continue to update you here on WACC, thanks to people like Ray, who keep me in the loop. And Ray, thank you. Do not give up on me.
Right.
Keep me posted on everything. And we can't wait to continue watching this journey. I'm so excited.
Well, mark your calendar for May 10th, and we'll have you come on up and you can see it for yourself.
I would love that. I would love to be there for especially that ceremony. If you can, as if I'm not being high maintenance enough, could you make it for after 10 o'clock in the morning if you're going to do like a groundbreaking ceremony or something, just so I could get off the air and get down to Trumbull in time?
Actually, in order to accommodate everybody, all our state and federal, we're going to do it probably somewhere in the area of 11 o'clock.
Love that. We love that.
If you need a place, If you need a police escort, we'll get the Trumbull police to give you an escort.
Oh, wow. I'm sure everyone would have a field day knowing I need a police escort. I will make it, though. I just wrote it down on my calendar. I cannot wait. Friday the 10th. I am ready for it, and I am so excited for this center and what is to come in the very near future. Ray, thank you so much for the work that you do and for keeping us posted here on WACC.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Ray Baldwin again on WICC, and we will keep you posted on the Veterans and First Responders Center in Trumbull. And tentatively, they're going to put shovels in the ground May 10th, and we expect to be there. So we'll keep you posted.